American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports a threat has been made against a presidential candidate in Arizona. Here's Fox's Alicia Acuna.
Well, I can tell you that the press is locked in the Penn area as we await the arrival of former President Trump. We do understand that he is on the ground in Cochise County, the same county, as you mentioned, where the Sheriff's Department has now released this statement that they are now underway in a manhunt for someone who has threatened to kill a presidential candidate. We are still working to confirm that that target, in fact, was supposed to be former President Trump, and the location was supposed to be here, and the day was supposed to be today. We don't have any other additional information. I do believe we have the picture of the suspect who we can put up right now. Again, I think you mentioned, John, his name is Ronald Lee Servid. He's a white male, 6 feet, glasses, 66 years old. His last known address was in Benson, Arizona.
Curtis Houck is the managing editor of Newsbusters, and he joined Washington Watch to share data from recent polling that shows that Democrat and independent voters are not aware of Vice President Harris's radical and controversial positions.
71% of her voters are unaware that she's flirted with defunding the police and thought we should talk about reparations. 73% did not know that she's in favor of the Green New Deal, something that I think is a positive for conservatives that we kind of talk about more with her being at the top of the ticket than Joe Biden, because I don't really think there was an understanding about him being passionate about those kinds of things. 78% of her voters did not know that in 2020, she encouraged supporters to donate to the Minneapolis Bail Fund to release violent criminals who rioted and destroyed those city streets after what happened with George Floyd.
He said it's a dangerous commentary that our voters don't know her stance on issues.
The media have given Kamala Harris 84% positive coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC. And on the evening shows, only twice mentioned her party ideology, mentioned her as a progressive, tried to assign a label to us because we know on our side, we're always labeled conservatives, hard right, or even just Republican. There's always some sort of label affixed to us, but they haven't even done that for Kamala Harris. So if they're not willing to talk about the party label, they're not going to talk about her policies. It's all about the history in this and the excitement that she's younger than Joe Biden.
Did you ever get paddled as a kid in school? Another state has joined the list of those banning corporal punishment in all schools. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Most of us probably know the familiar sounds. The jingle of the belt. The smack of a paddle. Or maybe the notorious phrase, I'm going to go cut me a switch. But no more at schools in Illinois. Illinois is now the fifth state in the U.S. to ban corporal punishment in all schools, both public and private. This includes religious schools. David Smith is executive director of the Illinois Family Institute. He said this is another example of government showing up where it shouldn't.
Once again, our Illinois state lawmakers are getting outside their sphere of authorization and getting involved in private Christian schools and meddling where they should not meddle.
The Bible discusses rearing children in many different parts, especially in the book of Proverbs. One passage that stands out is Proverbs 22, verse 15, which in the King James Version says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." Whether people interpret that as a physical rod or not, spanking has been a historical way of disciplining children. This new law in Illinois clearly aims to change that.
The fact is, parents and school administrators in these private Christian schools have every right to decide on how they shall operate, including abiding by the Word of God, which tells us not to spare the rod and not to spoil our children. And so the government here in Illinois is way off base and should not be getting themselves involved.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Fox Weather says Florida's in for a wet weekend. While widespread flash flooding is unlikely, slow-moving storms over South Florida could trigger some flash flooding. Here's Fox Weather's Craig Herrera.
And with all that sea breeze coming together, the winds coming together, we're going to see some of those rain totals, 3 to 5 inches of rain.
For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.